There's a kind of strength that terrifies people, and it's not the kind you think. It's not the man who can deadlift twice his body weight or run 100 miles without stopping. It's not the CEO who wakes at 4 in the morning or the monk who meditates for hours in silence. Those are performances, displays. The strength that truly scares people is the kind that remains when the performance ends, when the audience leaves, when everything you've built to prove your worth crumbles into nothing and you're still standing there, breathing, continuing. Most people never meet that strength because they spend their entire lives building walls to avoid it. You know this feeling, even if you've never named it. You've had days where your discipline held, where you did everything right. You trained, you worked, you optimized. And then life applied pressure in a way you didn't expect, and suddenly, all those systems you built, all that control you cultivated, meant nothing. You crumbled, not because you were weak, but because what you thought was strength was actually just structure. And structure breaks. In the old Icelandic language, there's a word that has no perfect translation, threk. It's often rendered as endurance or stamina, but that misses something essential. Threk isn't about lasting a long time. It's about continuing when continuation itself becomes an act of defiance against your own dissolution. The ancient Icelanders understood something we've forgotten. They lived on a volcanic island at the edge of the world where winter darkness lasted months and the ocean could kill you between one breath and the next. They knew that strength wasn't what you possessed. It was what remained when everything else was stripped away. There was a young man in Reykjavik, 28 years old, who thought he understood discipline. He had the routine. Up at 5:30 every morning, cold shower, 45 minutes of training, meal prep on Sundays, daily meditation. He tracked everything. Sleep scores, macros, productivity metrics. He had built himself into a machine, and the machine worked. His body was lean and hard. His mind was focused. He was ascending, he told himself. He was becoming the man he was supposed to be. And then his company collapsed. Not slowly, not with warning. Just gone. The startup he'd poured 3 years into, the identity he'd wrapped around himself like armor, dissolved in a single week. Investors pulled out. The team scattered. He went from founder to unemployed in the time it takes for a wire transfer to fail. But he kept his routine. That's what strong people do, he thought. They don't let circumstances dictate behavior. So he woke at 5:30, did the cold shower, trained, meditated, applied to jobs during his work blocks, kept the structure. The structure lasted 6 weeks. Then something broke inside him that had nothing to do with discipline. It was deeper. It was the thing beneath discipline, the foundation he didn't know was cracked. He woke up one morning and couldn't do it. Not because he was tired or unmotivated, because the person who did those things, who believed in that system, no longer existed. That person had been built on a story about who he was becoming, and the story was dead.